I'm here with Sunny Kiss at 2KW second anniversary show. So how does it feel to be wrestling out of the Bronx?
I love it. The Bronx crowd is just amazing. Every time I'm here, it's huge, huge pops. So I'm really excited to be back here in the Bronx. You know?
So how does it feel to be a New York mainstay in the wrestling scene? You know, because it's so fervent. Everyone has their own favorites. Everyone has their own passion about it. What do you think you incite in a fandom like that?
I think the fans kind of, they can relate to me in many different ways. Like, not just, like, you know, the straight guys, also, like, they gay men as well. So they all can have, like, some sort of relation to me as, like, oh, okay, this is something different. Or, you know, he's, like, tough, but he's still flamboyant. So it's, like, it's a mix-up. I feel like girls, guys, you know, the kids, everyone can relate to me in some sort of way. So I think that's kind of, like, really cool. I think that's why I kind of, like, gravitate towards me. Like, it's something different. Okay, cool. Sunny Kiss, you know.
So, you know, it's the first time I've had the opportunity to talk to you. So tell me, how did you get into wrestling? How did you break in? And how did you develop the Sunny Kiss persona?
Okay, well, I first started out, funny thing is, a lot of people don't know, is I actually managed Stan Styles. That was my first ever wrestling gig ever. I managed Stan Styles when I was 17. It was a for a promotion called Your Pro Wrestling, but it was actually just a one-time thing. Eddie Kingston was on it as well. That was really cool. So yeah, it was like a one-time thing. I managed him, and then after that, I kind of stopped for a while because I kind of let, like, things sidetrack me as far as, like, people's judgment and whatever. And then eventually in 2013, I consistently started training. And then at first I was kind of nervous about being myself, but then, like, someone was like, hey man, just do you, and if they judge you, they judge you. You know, you'll never know until you try. So eventually I was just trying stuff out. I was being myself and using my cheerleading background, my dancer background, into my moveset, and just being myself and being, like, you know, having fun and partying in the ring. And hey, the fans loved it, and ever since then I never looked back. So
this is success all around for you.
Right.
It's allowed you to embrace yourself. It's allowed you to embrace a new character and a new career.
Yeah, definitely, yep. I feel like I've grown for the last 3 years that I've been wrestling. I'm so much more comfortable. Like, if you watch my older stuff, I wasn't as comfortable. So yeah. Excuse me for loud talking. I wasn't as comfortable, but now I definitely am. I did a match here at Darryl's, like, a couple of years ago. It was, like, probably my 7th match. It was Mark Quinn and Smiley and Knockout. And, like, from there to now, if you watch the matches, it's, like, a whole complete difference.
So. It is. I've seen your progression, and it's very good.
Definitely.
It's very good. You should be very proud of what you're doing and the potential that you have. You know, so what's next in store? I mean, small gyms and everything else, breaking out of New York State. Where else have you gone? Where else are you going?
Well, I've wrestled also in Atlanta, AWE. That was really awesome. FIP, I did FIP last year. That was the coolest thing ever because I did it with my boys, you know, Rue Riley and Alex Mason. So that was really cool to be a team with them. And, you know, I loved it. I wish we could do it more and more often. But, I'm definitely branching out, and there's going to be a lot of things, you know, in store very soon. And look forward to it.
Could I say Sunny Kiss is in Pro Wrestling Guerrilla? Sunny Kiss is in the Battle of Los Angeles. Sunny Kiss is on Ring of Honor.
Yes, you can, and even bigger than that.